Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known.
In
Amen, amen. I'm going to open the line. Just believe Sister Kim, are you the only one on? Is it Sister Kim?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. So all the other lines were staticky. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
It happened. It happened.
Okay. Turn off this dryer. Yeah. So I'm praying for Sister Leola and Elder Richardson. And thanks for the chat. Can't host the next person. Elder Richardson, your line is open.
Yes, yes. Are you hearing me clear now?
It's a little better. Me, Sister Kim, and you. Is Sister Leola? Oh, Sister Leola is not calling you in.
She had. Hold on, hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. The same problem. Hold on.
But it's much better.
Yeah, it sounds a little much better. Can you I cannot go to sister Powell number because the way my phone is. You have access to call Sister Powell?
Uh-huh. Yes, I will.
Yes, just call her and tell her we're on the Advent Life Ministry line.
Okay.
I'll wait a couple of seconds for you.
Okay.
Yes. These lines are really acting up. Is Brother Chuck on? Okay, hello?
Hello?
Sister Powell?
Kim.
Okay, Sister Kim is on.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Powell is on. Sister Carla?
Yes, I'm here, Sister Powell. Oh,
okay.
No, Sister Powell is coming on. She's not on yet.
Okay.
I might have to drop and call back in. That conference call, too. Let me call
Brother Chuck. Is Brother Chuck on?
No, we're the only three on so far.
Our Sister Norma should be coming on. Sister Brother Chuck, Sister Charlene is supposed to be coming on.
Okay.
Leola's
here. Sister Leola's on.
All right.
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, so somebody pray for us.
Sister Leola, would you like to pray? And Sister Kim?
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Brothers and sisters, you ready?
Grace and your mercy towards us. You're an awesome God, and your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, all you continue to do. As we go into this meeting, I pray that your Holy Spirit would guide us, be with us throughout this meeting. Speak to our minds, give us open and receptive hearts and minds. Give us the mind of Christ, the mind of obedience unto death. But even in this period of the coronavirus, I pray that our minds will stay on you so that we can be in perfect peace. Protect all those who are elderly, protect the young children, and protect your people, Lord. It's my wish and my prayer. Speak through each and every person on this line, that truly we will not speak our own words, but we speak words that come directly from your throne of grace. Touch every person as he leads out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Is everyone, are we hearing each other clearly, or are we getting a little fumble? Jumble up some.
Breaking up.
Breaking up, yes. I know we are breaking up. We are breaking up. I'm telling you, I have never seen this in my life. I mean, the three conference call lines are breaking up really bad. I mean, it's getting bad out there, folks. It's time, you know. Yes, yes. Sheldon on?
No, she's not on yet. No, she's not on yet.
Okay. And Sister Norma,
Sister
I would
Paul,
just send on.
Sister Paul. No, I say Sister Paul have not joined yet. Oh, Sister Norma, you send her the number.
Sister Norma,
send her a text.
Yes, I sent out a text to Sister Norma.
Oh, you're looking. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my internet was acting up too. On my desktop, I'm using the internet on my phone. It was acting up.
Brother Chuck is texting me, and he's saying that he's not getting through. Let me just text him quick to tell him, see if he have the number. Hold on.
Okay. Sister Kim.
Sister Kim?
Sister Kim.
Yes. Yes.
How's everyone? How's the family?
I didn't hear you.
Okay. Amen.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said, how is everyone? How is your family doing?
Oh, great. They're alive and no complaints so far. Praise God.
Okay. Amen. Yeah, I was on the line yesterday. I heard Pastor Coco speaking.
Oh, good. Yeah, we really want to get these things in place. You know, get this training up and running.
Yes. I was up on the line before him when the Brother Chuck and Brother Richardson and I heard Sister Powell everyone.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they were sharing on the how to keep your boost your immune system, yes.
Mhm. Yeah. So January, you got to in January. So I guess keep each other posted because you know by that time, I'm not sure what's gonna happen, where I will be, but you know may the Lord will be done and may He help us all to get prepared and get ready. Yeah, stay ready.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if this vaccine is coming out, you know, we have to make
up our minds, what are we going to do?
Just like what they're doing in India, that's what they're trying to do here.
Amen. Well, this is like the Sunday law. So all who thinking about keeping their jobs at these hospitals might need to leave them now.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm ready to leave. I'm like out the door. So I'm just waiting for the Lord lead it, guidance to where. I'm like 1 foot out the door.
Yeah.
Just getting ready to put the the house on the market in April, but like I said, don't know what will happen between today and April.
Amen. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything can happen so rapidly.
This is Sister Leola.
Uh-huh.
I am going to tell you, watching the news right now,
mm-hmm.
we done went from last Saturday night, we went from one case to 280. Can you hear me, Sister Carla?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just opening line for 225-315.
Okay.
I open another line. I'm sorry. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, they say seven have died, but
go ahead.
This thing just started in Louisiana, and we have already seven people that died. I'm very leery of this thing. I'm not going to let nobody test me for anything. Because I believe they can give you this virus.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. But today, God bless. I went out by God's grace. The copies I made, brothers and sisters, people were so accepted. I could not believe, and I was just sharing with them just to let them know that, it's time that we start reading our Bible. And the copies, I give them that Sabbath tract, and I give them that three angels message paper. And let me tell you something, I couldn't believe how receptive they were. They just accept it and they say, okay, thank you. I told them, I say, please don't throw it away. Study it with your Bible. So we just got to keep it all in prayer.
My mom.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
Okay. Hello. Hello to everyone.
Good evening.
Okay.
Well,
I believe you'll have to. You have to start. But Chuck said he's trying to get on and there's a signal. So I want to welcome everyone. I'm telling you, because we are going to difficulties in this meeting, it means that the enemy knows the blessing that will follow in this moment. So he will do every and anything to disrupt these plans. But by the grace of God, he's a conquered foe. Amen. So we did have prayer. We did open with prayer already, right?
Yes.
Yes, Sister
okay.
Kim for it.
Okay.
And Brother Richardson, can I ask, Sister Carla, has everybody line open? Can everybody mute their phone so we wouldn't hear background noise?
Sister Carla, can you mute? And then if anybody wants to say anything, you can open your line so we wouldn't get feedback. Sister Carla?
Yes. So I will meet everybody long except you.
Yes, yes, yes. Now I'm hearing everything plain and no echoing back. Are you hearing me clearly now?
Yes, yes. And
I'll
yes.
My line.
Well, yes. Okay.
Yes. So as we go, as I bring to the committee. So let me know again all who is on, Sister Carla. Sister Kim is on. Sister Leola is on. Sister Powell is on. Sister Norma is on.
Okay, I don't know. 225337 and 225315. That individual, I don't know that personal number by heart. 438-835 is on. I can go and open them one by one. And 267-467 is on, and also 518-489-578. That's Sister Powell is on.
So how many folks we have on?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, including myself and you. Eight of us.
Includes all of us.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Amen. Amen. So we have almost everybody on. I think we have almost everybody on. All right, folks. I want to personally thank each and every one of you. For this call meeting, which is geared for those that are new on this committee meeting, I want to just let everyone know that our ministry, I know Sister Kim always say it's our ministry, but I'm just relating to our ministry in the sense of where for the prayer line on Sundays and great controversy, we do have a committee that we have do every planning and everything. It's run by a committee. So everybody have their input into it. So we want to welcome officially Sister Kim from the youth ministry to our committee, our planning committee. That's what our committee is, planning committee. When there are a lot of glitches going on in the ministry that we call a committee, we call the committee and we kind of go overall over some things that needs to be written, because we believe that we do not we can't allow anything in the ministry that is kind of throwing off things. So that's why we kind of have a stabilized committee that makes sure that everything is running smoothly according as it should, according to principles and according as the Lord's direction. So I just wanted to new folks that I invited to the committee, planning committee team for our ministry, which we are all now inclusive as all the ministries are together. So, but this is a committee that gears for the plannings and sort of like, you know, going through things that needed for the uplifting of the our ministry, things that we see that needs to be written. So Sister Kim, welcome. And I think Sister Sherlene is on from Canada. We welcome her on the committee, our planning committee. I believe our Sister Norma is on. Sister Norma, we welcome you on the committee, and so we thank you for joining us, Brother Wilson from Tennessee. Is part of the committee also, but he said he have to be at church. I guess they have church down there going on, and Sister Nelda, Sister Leola, Sister Carla, would you tell Sister Leola she can text Sister Nelda? It just slipped me. To have her, she's part of the committee also. Sister Carla, just tell Sister Leola she can text Sister Nelda to ask if she can join with us. my apology, Teller. I thought of calling her today, but I got sidetracked and had a lot of things doing, which I normally don't forget these things. So let's just, Leola. Sister Leola, I know you're hearing, so please call, text Sister. We welcome him on the committee. So I want, also Sister Nelda just text me. Sister Nelda just text me. Thank you, Sister Nelda. I'm already on the line, Brother Rich. Thank you. Oh, amen. Amen. You know, that reminds me of what I texted before you begin to open your mouth to speak. God answers. Praise the Lord, brethren and sisters. Praise the Lord. Now, as we go through, I will be presenting some of the what this meeting is about. I have mentioned it to a couple of folks. And Sister Carla will be opening up the line because there's a lot of static if she opens up everybody's line. Sorry that we couldn't have had it like that. I would have liked to have it like that, but because of the static and the, I'm sure that you all are hearing me much plainer and much better now. Am I right, Sister Carla? Sister Carla?
Yes. Yes, I was on
right,
YouTube.
So,
yes.
Yes, so that's why. Yes, I'm here. I'm hearing you playing, Sister Carla. So, yes. So, yes. So,
just to remind you, you know, this is being recorded, you know, just be
it's recorded.
You know, this is
okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. Very well. Very
mm-hmm.
well. Okay. So, as I was saying, whenever the Lord, impresses me to do things, I answer the call. And that's how God has been directing me. I tend not to do anything richly blessed by the Lord, because I know when the Lord says do this, as he speaks to me, as the Spirit gives me, comes on my heart and gives me things to do, then I just follow as the Lord leads. So I just want to let you all know this is not something of the what I'm going to say is something that Brother Elder Richardson is just coming out and bringing. All right, so let me go through. And Sister Carla, when I in between, I will be pausing and opening up the line for each and every one to ask questions or to give ideas and suggestions. That's what it's how we're going to kind of like do it. But I just want to present something very important concerning Wednesday night. And brethren and sisters, you all will not believe this, but this is true. Today, as I was praying and so forth again, the Sabbath, the churches also suspend Sabbath services. Sabbath services, as the case might be, and they're all doing it online. The thought came to me, and I will come up with that thought also concerning having service on Sabbath. Maybe we can pick up from divine service, but I will talk to, I'll ask Sister Kim as we are going through this plans, if she would think that she can, or anybody at all who thinks that Sabbath school, they can get things ready for Sabbath school. That would be fine also, but we want to do something also for Sabbath, for divine service and Sabbath school. So that would be thoughts and suggestion would be taken also for Sabbath services, all right? Because Rick or Henrika's, or we had to go to another line, as the case might be, that may have live services, and sometimes because there a lot of churches are going off from service, then a lot of these churches may not have live Sabbath school or divine service. So we may even go into that Sabbath school, divine service plans. All right. So let me just interject here concerning the Wednesday night. The Wednesday night, what the Lord had put on my heart for us to do. I had jotted down. I normally can say things out, things up from memory, but I rather just just show you here. Hold on 1 second. Hold 1 second. Let me just get, yes, I got it right here. Okay. So, folks, this is going to be a blessing by the grace of God. Listen to what the Lord had put on my heart, and you you are all are welcome to share, as I said, as we go through these plans for Wednesdays. I know other churches and other folks have their online things too, but, you know, we have to do something also for those that are at work or they want to listen to a service, or those that are traveling, as the case might be. And we want to cater for folks because, you know, it's something I never wanted to do on a Wednesday because I know it. I don't want to infringe on church service. But we see what is going on with this coronavirus. It has shutting down. 10 people and over cannot be gathered, you know, in groups. So this is why we need to do this in a way that we can plan and cater all the various states. Who doesn't have a church to go to if it's closed down, or who doesn't have an online service, as the case might be. So for Wednesdays, hopefully starting from next Wednesday, and we also want to do a day of prayer and fasting. That will be put in place by before Wednesday. We want to do a day of prayer and fasting. I know it's like a right upon us, so... So we actually want to call these Wednesdays meeting for evening holy gathering, holy gatherings, rather than to put a name of church or any, because it's, I mean, it's a gathering where two or three are gathered. And you see how that takes something right to my lips? Where two or three are gathered, there I'm in the midst of blessed. And this wording came to me. To call our Wednesday's evening holy gatherings. So we want to, what we want to have on, I spoke to Sister Kim, as the case might be, and because she has Wednesdays from, and we talked about it, where they meet for prayer at from 6, I believe she was going until 7, but we said that we didn't want to go too late. So she will have the prayer just with Pastor Coco that has doesn't come on, but they do a prayer Wednesdays around. So she's told me, she gave me the okay, from 6 to 6:30, the youth line with Sister Kim, with Pastor Coco, they will have their prayer for half an hour there between 6 to 6:30, and from 6:30 on Wednesday to 8 o'clock, because we didn't want to go out time when everything began. We started some song service, and we sort of like put at each minute how and who and when things are going to come in place. What time will be for prayer? What time will be for testimonies? What time will be for scripture reading? What time will be for spirit of prophecy quotations, and as such. So we're gonna put it together on a scheduled basis rather than have it on an open basis where everybody is talking, everybody is saying things. We want to have it done decently, and we want to set it up in an orderly format. And I believe in order format when coming to, if this is a service, it cannot function like other things that we normally do in other ministries that they have, you know, different aspects of things. Everybody you know, do things in various ways, but we want to have it. This got to be a solemn gathering, a holy convocation gathering, and we're going to come together again, and we're going to put it together straight. Understand what I mean? That even though the shepherds and them, the churches and them, right now are in a situation where they cannot have service and they have to do it online, whatever means and ways that we can help out in every way the brethren and sisters, to encourage them and provoke them unto love and good works. And there's something I want to say very important here, that because I believe in the blueprint, We all do believe in the blueprint of church order and church principles and church discipline and church order, all right? So we are not going to have the norm. Press one, and if they have suggestions with what I put forth, they had any other things or questions, Sister Carly, you can open the line for anyone and everyone who would like to share suggestions and questions or whatever concerning the Wednesday night gatherings. Go ahead. She's on mute. Sister Carla?
Yes.
Sister Carla?
Yes.
Yes.
No one has pressed one yet.
All right.
No one has one as yet.
Yes. So the line is open. The line is open for every and anyone to share with what we I brought up concerning the Wednesday's meeting and the plans that we want to introduce for meeting. So it's open for anyone and everyone, please, to give the suggestions or ideas and other things that will relate to the Wednesdays. Anything that I may have said that you may be in a disagreement, please, we are open. We are open to whatever encouragement and everything like that in a sense. So, brethren, please share as the case might be.
I don't see anyone press one unless, you know, they're pressing it and I'm not seeing it. You can text me, but please press one if you have a suggestion or comment, because if I open the line, it might be staticky. I can try and open all the lines again, but if it's staticky, then, you know, did you want me to try that or just wait till someone press one?
Open up the lines. Open up the lines, and if it's
okay.
if it's a static, then we might have closed it back and ask people to press one. Go ahead.
Okay, someone press one, so I'll open that line first. 225.
Hello, Sister Carla. I was just checking to see, was that you speaking about lifting your house next month?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Ma'am.
Okay, I'm in the same situation as you, but the market is very dangerous and scary right now. The matter of at any moment could mean the difference of you losing thousands of dollars. So what I would suggest to you is if you have your house ready to list, list it now. List it now because we don't know what's going to happen come April 1st.
Okay. Yeah. Sister Nelda, we were asking now for we are planning now for the Wednesday meeting gathering from next week. So I just want some thoughts and ideas or suggestions on what I you heard everything what I said?
Yeah,
yes?
I heard most of it.
Right. So I'm asking if you think it's a good idea, if you think that some other things can be added or whatever. So that's what this meeting is for the Wednesday night, starting from next week, God willing. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, yeah, that's what it's open for. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I just I think it's a very good idea. It's a great idea because right now we need to depend on another more than ever.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Amen. So, thank you, Sister Nelda, for sharing that. Come on, brethren. Please give your opinions. I want everybody to share. Because there's a static on the line, we're asking everybody to press one. To press one,
okay.
And Sister Carla will open the line. So, Sister Carla, you may have to close it back because there's a lot of static. So close
okay.
it and ask them to press one. Yes.
Okay, just a moment. I'm doing it on my phone, so I
moving a little slow. If you have a question or comment, press 1 to close the line because it's a static. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Lines are closed.
Anyone?
Okay, someone press 1, so I'll open the line for 267. Your line is open.
Yeah. Nice, everyone. This is Norma.
Oh, this is Norma. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. When you say you're looking for ideas, you mean for the hour that we would be on the Wednesday night service?
No, when I said if you have any other ideas, I suggested about meeting on Wednesdays,
right.
Where we can come together and pray and testimonies, and we want to have a service on Wednesdays because of the churches that have been shut down, and we want to make availability for people of various states that doesn't have the churches in, as the case might be, services.
Right.
So we want to make available. So this is why I proposed and suggested the Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 Eastern time, and from 5:30 to 7 o'clock
okay.
Eastern time. So that's what I was saying. If you have any other ideas or suggestions to bring on the Wednesday night meeting. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me, the time, and also it would be nice if we could also bring a health nugget. You know, it could just be for like 10 minutes. I said an idea that I have that I think that we should also bring in a health, like, you know, someone every Wednesday, you know, at least you let them know ahead of time. And they could bring a health nugget that will just maybe just like 10 minutes or so.
Right. Yes. Very well taken. Very well taken. So, yes, we'll have, you know, there's a saying that goes, variety is the spice of life. So definitely all together, we're going to have our health personnel coming on. To give health, so that's
to be a health personnel. It could be a reading from the ministry, or it doesn't have to be like. It could be every one of us that is on here, and you give everybody a different Wednesday night. Because what it does is, when you read it yourself, it helps instead of you hearing it from someone else all the time. You know, like that book that they give us, a triangle ministry of feet, head ministry of feet, and councils on diet and food, and I mean
right.
Like that book. A lot of people read it, but now it's so resounding with me because we do it, you know, every morning on the prayer line that I do with my other sisters. So, you know, it could just any one of us. We could ask a youth. We could anyone.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be human.
Yes. Yes. So, so what I'm saying, I said earlier that we're going to bring in. Where we're going to have scripture readings, spirit of prophecy readings. It would be like 5 minutes. We don't want to have no lengthy thing for 15, 20, half an hour. No. We want to split it up in a way so we include everybody. We'll include the youth to take a 5 minutes to bring something. We're going to add the health personnel to bring a talk. Yes, amongst us. Yes, you're right, amongst us. But we want to have it geared on services. It's got to be church service. But we including these things in the plans in the services. So that is well taken. We're going to have the youth come on too for 5 minutes to present something. We don't want to take too lengthy time to introduce just one thing. We don't want to run the time out because it's an hour and a half. So we want to include, that's why I said we're going to meet again, and we're going to put it, package it together, who's doing this at what time, and who's doing this at that time, and who's going to do this at this time. And everybody will have 5 minutes to do something to present. But yet, it is church. It is church. We have in church online, as the case might be. So it will be various things that will be planned and put together. Yes. Well taken, Sister Norma. Yes.
Amen. I have two more lines to open, or three more.
Yes.
And
Go ahead.
Once I just make this comment. Once I close your line, or if you spoke before and you want to speak again, you press 1 to clear yourself off, and you press 1 again. That'll indicate to me that you want to speak, brothers and sisters. So I'll go ahead and open the next line. 438, your line is open.
Your line is open.
Yes, hi. Good evening, everyone. I was thinking it would be a good idea also to use Zoom as a platform. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Zoom. It's an app that you can do even presentations, share screen that people could visualize. So if you're having, like you say, a church service and someone's presenting, if they have a PowerPoint, you can actually share your PowerPoint through this connection, the Zoom app. It's a very effective way. I remember we had meetings with other health leaders in the conference, and it's very effective. We had like an online medical missionary training, and the person was sharing a PowerPoint presentation, and we were able to view the presentation because all of us downloaded the app on our phones, and we're able to view it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very effective, we find. So that's just an idea. You don't have to take my suggestion, but just an idea to throw it out there for any future meetings, especially with church service, a presentation, if you invite a guest speaker to present something, they could present on PowerPoint and share their screen and everyone can view it as if they're physically there. Just an idea.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Sheldon. Thank you, Sister Sheldon. I want to just clear the air a little bit. I know we can have lecturers and so forth, but we don't want to make it a service where we have people coming in to do too long lecturing. We want to have it. We want to give our local people that are on the line the opportunity and the privilege, as Sister Norma said, that the youths and people to do health presentation. Yes, and we'll condense it because of the time that we have, an hour and a half. We're doing it as a service, as a church service, but yet we have a not too long of a lecturing people with PowerPoints and all these things. Because it will be for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, persons will be doing a presentation. So, and we'll be doing it amongst ourselves. We can even, if you know somebody wants to give a presentation for 5 minutes, yes, that's all well and good. But we don't want to spend the time too long with people doing presentation for half an hour and 20 minutes. And because we only have an hour and a half, we want to do it as a church, as a Wednesday night service, with a difference. We want to do our own, as Sister Kim on the youth line, they does the reading of the blueprint. So we're going to have similar people bringing readings on the conference line to bring readings from the spirit of prophecy and testimonies and prayers and singing. We'll be singing and all these things. So we won't have time for having any main presenter coming on the line. It's not geared for that because we want all the people on the line to get engaged and involved, as the case might be. But that is well taken. Maybe we can, for Sabbath plans, we can set that up. That would be a very good thing if we set up for divine service and Sabbath school. We can go that way with setting up PowerPoints, people are bringing messages on Sabbath or set for Sabbath school or divine service. But the Wednesdays will be more different, as the case might be. So we don't want to have people lecturing too long on the Wednesday night. It's a service, and we want everybody to share testimonies and experiences and prayer and devotion of scripture reading and spirit of prophecy quotations. And I will bring a more decisive understanding and a more put together how we're going to do it and items that will be inclusive in the Wednesday night services. Yes, so everybody will be included. We'll be doing something and sharing something
on the Wednesday night. Yes. Go ahead, Sister. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that thought.
Okay. I'll open 518. Your line is open.
Okay. I just have a suggestion for the Wednesday night. You said 6:30 to 8.
Yeah.
8 p.m. We would like everybody to be on time because there are times we say 6:30, we find people will be coming on 7 o'clock. Right?
Amen.
So we just pray that we will be consistent with our timing. Sister Paul.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Paul. That's a very important thing that Sister Paul just said there, because we want to start. I believe in starting on time, brethren. It's God we are meeting. It's the Lord we are meeting, and we don't want to have the Lord waiting for us. So 6:30 we will start, and if it's two or three of us, we're gonna go through with the service, and we're gonna give everybody a heads up that week before what they will be doing. At what time? So everybody will have a schedule. We are making up a schedule, and if you are traveling, I will understand that. And if you have something to do, please try to do it as early as possible, because this is very important for us to come together on Wednesday. As a matter of fact, let me just say this before we the other person share whatever. Do you know that Sister White, she said that the midweek meeting is something that we all need to attend. She said that ought not to be a sacrifice we have to make. She said it is a service that has been implemented there for us to come. So this service that we'll be doing is we ought to make every available effort to be there on time, brethren, and we make sure we finish on time at 8 o'clock and so we can go to bed early. That's why we're going until 8. So we should need to start on time at 6:30 Eastern Time and 5:30 Central Time. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that encouragement.
Okay. I got two more lines. The next one is Sister Leola, and then after that is Sister Boyd, I believe. So I'll open that line.
Amen.
Your line is open. Sister Leola, see if your phone is on mute.
Yes. Good evening, sisters and brothers. I have a point that I would like to make. I was thinking as I was listening, and I was thinking, Brother Richardson, about what Jesus had his disciples doing during the time when he was, after he had passed, they were sending them out to different areas, and it was the main thing is to go preach the gospel to the to his people, to the if it wasn't the Galileans, it was preaching to Israel. They had to go to the Samaria, and I was thinking about this, that we should come together on the prayer line on Wednesday and learn one message to go give an interview to New York, to Louisiana. And once you preach that one message, we all go and share that message on the streets as Jesus wants us to go to the streets and share and tell people about Christ so we can bring them to Christ. And I was thinking about that because that's what the Lord been put on my heart to do. And I asked him, how you want me to give an interview to people that I meet? And what will the interview be about? So I think that's so important because this time we living in, God want us to bring. Sister, I've been reading Spirit of Prophecy. All I've been running across, the three angels message, go preach the gospel, prepare the people, and warn the people. So we need to learn these specific messages, all the prophecy have, so we can go and be able to share. And if we all on one accord, boy, we'll be just like the children of Israel when they was in the upper room, the disciples, when they came together, the Holy Spirit came down and they all, the Holy Ghost fell on them. So, like I said, if we can put that together, just think about it, pray about it, and if anybody have, you know, anything to say, I'll be glad to hear it, because I believe that is the message what we should do, not to keep this to ourselves, not to gather together to be able to be preached to, but preach it to us so we can go out and share it with the world. And then on the next Wednesday, we get another message that we can go and teach people how to come to Jesus about being baptized and whatever it needs to be. So that was my thought as I was listening to what you want to do on Wednesday or whatever day. Amen? That's it.
Okay, Sister Leola, the point is well taken. And if I understand you right, yes, we need to go out and to minister and to relate to others what God has relayed to us. And the only reason I said because of the situation that is going on now, you know, we have to gather. We have to gather together. And I know we are gathering on other ministry days, but this is going to be a service for us to and I want us to understand what the Wednesday night service is about. It's about us gathering together and praying to receive strength and grace and power and to be educated. That's what we will be bringing on the Wednesday night readings and spirit of prophecy. And when we do this, that is what we call unity. When we can unite together, then obviously, otherwise, we can go out and be able in our various places to be witnesses for Christ. But as it is now, we need to come together. So this Wednesday night service will bring us into a place where we can be educated and to prepare ourselves, because we are going down in serious praying. We are going down in serious praying and getting down and how we can strengthen and prepare ourselves for the crisis that is coming and for the work that needs to be done for us in taking the message to our neighborhood and our community. But we got to gather and pray together, and this is what, as I was saying, that the Wednesday night service is all about, where we can have a time to come together, even though we meet on Sundays for prayer and testimonies, yes, but this is going to be different. This Wednesday night meeting is going to be different to prepare us for the work that we need to be doing for in the community. So thank you, Sister Leola, for your comment, and we're going to plan things towards working also in the field as the days go by. Okay, Sister Carla, go ahead.
Okay, just a moment. Sister Boyd, I believe this is your line. It's open.
Mm-hmm.
718, your line is open. Yes.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want to think about this, to be in time and all of that, which I agree with. But remember, we're living in different time zones. And my time zone would be like 5:30.
Yes.
And at that time, sometimes you're trying to get in some sunlight into the garden, because when my husband gets home, I mean, it's not about me, but I'm just telling you that the time zone and just the daylight is very important for us to garner in as much, because, you know, I personally, I can't dwell out on my home. So when my husband gets home in the evening, that's when I try to get in. Apart from that, I mean, 5:30 to me on this side is a bit early, but that's just my opinion. You don't have to change, you don't have to do anything, but I'm just saying for me, that wouldn't be a good time or the best time. The next thing is on Sister Leola's point. Sister Leola, I agree that we should. I think that even though many of us are in the church for a long time, we kind of get so, what should I say, caught up with different things that we kind of forget how to do systematic Bible study, you know. And I think that this would be a good time for us to start studying specific doctrines like the state of the dead, how to defend the Sabbath, the health message, different things in a systematic way that everybody has the scripture that and is clear about, you know, the three angels' messages and all of that. So I if it's an hour and a half, I think we could take 5 minutes for a health nugget, and then we could take an hour, 45 minutes to study a specific topic, and then probably half an hour of prayer. I don't know. But I really agree that we need to learn how to defend our message, because that we need to go out and tell the world about, and we need to know it for ourselves. That's my point. That's my point.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Boyle. We did look into the time zone. Time zone, because I know it would have been a little too early time for you folks, because I know daylight down there is goes until late, and people need and the only reason it was done that way is because the time zone appears our head, and we didn't want to go over the time after 8, because we wanted people to, you know, people that are coming from work and they have to, you know, rest. We don't want to go too late after eight. So that's the reason why it kind of like happened like that, from 6:30 to 8, and from your time 5:30 to 7. And I know that's the time that is still kind of daylight down there for you all. It's because of the time factor zone is kind of like throwing us off, where we want to have it to adjust to your time zone down there, but our time zone is so late up here that we don't want to go. Some people are suggesting that we don't go over 8:30, and that was the only reason.
That's all right, so brother. You could go ahead. Majority rules, but I'm only, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no. Every point is well taken. I just explained that was taken in consideration. I thought of that really, really much. I think because I myself will be coming down to Tennessee, and I know that would be the scheduled time. If everything gets back to normal with the churches, then we'll all together, you know, some of us can still have it going or be suspended, as the case might be. So it's just, in a sense, temporary adjustments and all these things. And yes, I agree that we're going to have other studies coming in, yes, to study about the various aspects of things about the state of the dead and all these things. Yeah, I believe we're going to open up, and we're going to have different various studies. As I said earlier, we're not going to do it one way each time. Maybe 1 month we do it one way, the other we change, and so we can have different various studies for maybe half an hour. Yes, all this is good suggestions where we can understand various things that we need to study about the sanctuary, the 2300 days, and all these kind of things. Yes, these things I believe we can have on our Wednesday night study, but I was just looking at it in the sense of as a service. I wasn't looking at it as a st-
studying in depth to go in various other ways, as the case might be. So we will consider that on the committee, and we want to see how we can adjust all what is being suggested, Sister Leola, and how we can study and get ourselves ready and prepared for people that need to know the truth that we believe in, and we must ourselves must be prepared and be edified, as the case might be. So we are going to, as we meet the committee, we're going to put something differently each time as we go by. So that's well taken, Sister Boyd. And hopefully we're going to see, as the case might be, with the time as it goes by. Thank you so much for your input on that.
Okay, amen. I have Sister Norma, I believe. I'll open her line again.
Mm-hmm.
Your line is open. Amen. Sister Norma, your line is open. Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Nelda. I'm sorry. Sister Nelda, your line is open.
Oh, Sister Nelda. Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I think it's a very great idea that Sister Leola was talking about us taking the opportunity right now to start going out and witnessing to people because they're scared. And ever since the virus got really bad and they began to shut things down, everywhere I go, I talk to them about Jesus coming and just talk to them and let them know not to fear this thing, but to go to God, get close to him, open up your heart to him, read your word. God will take care of you. You don't have to fear this. But if he sees fit to put you to rest with this coronavirus, fear death, because God will raise you up again if you die in Christ. So don't be afraid, you know, and they're listening. I don't care what color they are, black, white, whatever color, they're listening to me as I go out. And it's just places that I'm going, you know, not specifically just targeting a certain area, but everywhere I go, I talk to people, and they listen. This is a great time to push the message to people to help them to come to Christ because they are afraid with this virus. They're afraid of their families, they're afraid of everything. But I was really surprised at how people would just actually listen to me, like they're hungry and thirsting for the knowledge. They don't know what to do. And when somebody comes to them and starts to tell them about the love of Jesus and don't be afraid of this and try to, you know, teach them or tell them different scriptures to go by, they accepted this. So I know that, you know, I'm kind of going away from the weekly, you know, planning that we're trying to do tonight. But when she said that, it reminded me of what the Lord has been leading me to do as I go out. And that is a great time to tell people about Jesus, to help them to come
Amen.
To God before they say.
Okay. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Nelda. And let me just say, as it's on evangelism, I see evangelism is something here. Now, if by chance we all were in one area, in a sense, because that is what I do, our ministry does here, Rhode Island Personal Ministry, in going out and hand out Sunday churches, but because of the situation, and I understand your point, Sister Nelda, that we need to go out, but I'm telling you, we got to take precaution, and there are many ways that we can, in our own evangelizing, as the case might be, because we all are in various different places, then what our Wednesday night meeting is gearing us up to is to receive spiritual strength and blessing and to be edified more, to be encouraged as a people. This is what the Wednesday night meeting is about. I know we have evangelism things in place that is being suggested, but you can do that in your area if you want to, but the way how things are now, people are not, as you were saying, people are afraid, shouldn't be afraid and all these things. But at the same time, we got to be wise, servant, and harmless as doves. Yet we have to be witnessing. We can still hand out books and tracts. But the Wednesday night meeting is geared for us just coming together and praying together because we need the strength as I'm saying, we all on Wednesday night, how will we be able to go out if we all are in various states? I mean, we can do that on other days. But what I'm saying that a Wednesday night is good for church meetings, right? It is good for us to come together. Look, our ministry has meeting on Sundays with Advent Life. Then our ministry on Sundays, we have Great Controversies. Yes, we have Tuesdays. We have the youth ministry and Fridays and so forth and so on, the youth ministry and Advent Life ministry. But what I'm saying is that we need to personally, in our areas, go out there and be careful, yes, and hand out books and tracts and witness. I'm not saying no. But the Wednesday night meeting is for us to come together, and I don't know if and everybody's point is well taken, but I'm saying Wednesdays are for us to come together to worship. Wednesday, the midweek meeting Sister White spoke about, and that's why I wanted to introduce it, because the churches are not having meetings, right? They're having it online. So I wanted to cater for all our ministries that are working combined together, who don't have the opportunity to go to a church, or who are traveling, or who are in a position that they cannot go to church on midweek. And this is what and why it we want to establish it, and I want to promote it. So we can do our own personal evangelism in our various states and wherever we are. That's all well and good. But the Wednesday night meeting is for us to come together for service, for us to strengthen. And I don't want us to miss the point. It's for us to come together and strengthen each other, to prepare us, give the message in our witnessing, in whatever way and capacity that we can do it in our various states. But this is why I introduced the Wednesday night meeting, because we need to come together to pray and to have worship. So I didn't want it to be mixed up with other things, but for the service to have on Wednesdays. So that's what I was getting up for the time for the meetings, brethren and sisters. I don't mean to say anything contrary to what everybody's saying. But the Wednesday night meeting is just for us to come together and pray together and study together. Yes, we'll be studying together at the upper room, coming together and having service. Yes, we need to do that. All right? So that's what I was trying to promote and project, thing to say that we ought not to be doing evangelistical work. Yes, we can do that. But it's just for coming together and meeting together and praying together. So I hope you understand. I repeat again. I hope you understand what the Wednesday night meeting is for. It's for coming together to worship, to have church.
Amen,
so that's what
amen.
I was indicating. Yes, go ahead, Sister Carla.
Yes.
Anybody can.
Yes, there's one more, but I want to say. I see there's simultaneously people are encouraging for study, so maybe instead of Wednesday that we can choose another night to do study, because, you know, it seems like there's a need for a deeper study for the Word of God or for these different topics, because the harvest is ripe and this is the time, but we need to go back and kind of study again and be assurance
mm-hmm.
and kind of know it and kind of drill it in so we can not be ashamed and not be fearful to present the message, and we don't know the scriptures or where to find the scriptures or the, you know, whatever it is. So I see that there's a need for that. So maybe if not Wednesday, maybe another day that we can do the study on, it's not Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I see a need for it.
Yeah, I see.
Two more questions.
So we have about 10 more minutes, sister, because I don't want to take people too late. 10 more minutes.
Yes.
Okay, Sister, open briefly for Sister Norma first and then Sister Leola. Your line is open.
Okay. I just wanted to say for the lady who talked about the time change, the timing, like where she is in Tennessee. So two of the ladies who I share with, they're from Alabama. And when we would, you could start, or some, I don't know if you're married or somebody could start another prayer line in your area so that the time zone, that is what we're supposed to be doing. It shouldn't be just one, it should be all over. So you could do that. You could start one in your, because that's what we did. We still meet in the morning, but when it comes to praying, like certain time, like we get somebody in our time zone that we could come together with.
Yeah.
So that's a suggestion.
Yeah, that's good too, yeah. Thank you, Norma. We can take one more because of the time. I don't want to run people too late.
Your line is open. Sister Leola, check to see if your phone is on mute, please.
Yes, Sister Leola. Brother Richardson, I want to thank Sister Carla for clarifying that up, too, because, yes, I was just saying that because what other day do we have to bring this? And the Bible says, how can we learn except we have a teacher? And if we have a good teacher to be able to present the message and knowing and showing us how to go out there and bring it, it would be more powerful. And that's about all I was saying. And and I can see that with the Wednesday, brothers and sisters, if we're going to have worship, we can kind of intertwine a little bit of that teaching, how we can present it to field, out in the field, out going out ministering to others. So that was just my to sum it up, brothers and sisters, to about going out in the field, because we do need a teacher, because, you know, we ourselves, sometimes that's why God allowed pastors, teachers, evangelists, and preachers and all this, because people like me, although the Holy Spirit helped me and teach me, but still we may have a better example in knowing how to go, because I see that so many, and if you can show it to us and break it down in a shorter, like we can present it to people and don't take too much time, but then we would be much more effective. So that's about all I have to say. I just thank God for it. But yes, Brother Richardson, I do understand, and we do need to come together and worship together, but we got an hour and a half, and I can see we can put 15 minutes. We got time. We can put something in there, because this is really, it's what Christ said. That's what we should be doing, to go to the world, because really it's not about me. I'm supposed to be learning throughout the week about God. We on the prayer line now almost 5 days a week now. So we should be getting, but yet we should be getting what we need to go out in the field. So that's about all I need to say. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Okay, so we'll see if we can for Sunday prayer line, see if we can interject some of those teachings of preparing ourselves for evangelism, evangelistical work, and how we can get ourselves geared up for that. So we can bring it in with the prayer line on Sundays and see how we can adjust and see what time we can utilize also on Wednesday, as you suggest, to see how we can also interject teachings and preparing and training to that. But it's why I was saying that the Wednesday was more or less bent for service, but yet it can be interjected for training and teaching for evangelism work. So well taken, Sister Leola, well taken. So Sister Carla, if there's no one else, because of time, I didn't want to take people over the time. Everybody please consider on the
planning committee team here, if we can use Sabbath as a we'll take one step at a time. We don't want to gob them too much what we cannot chew for now. But if folks who want to think about Sabbath services via conference, let us know. Let me know, and we can make another plan for that, as the case might be. For those who may not have a church to go to, if we can set up service for Sabbath school and divine service. But for now, if you want to do it for divine service, then we can always plan for Sabbath school and who will be preparing a Sabbath school, as the case might be. All right? So, is Sister Kim on the line? Sister Kim?
Okay, just a moment. Let me open her line. Sister Kim, your line is open. Sister Kim, see if your phone is on mute. Okay, 292-224. Okay, I don't know. She I opened her line, but she probably sat it down. She probably doing something.
Yeah, I think she's at work too, so maybe that could be the case. Very much so. She's on to talk?
No, I thought she was. No.
So, folks, we know that everything that we do, you know, there'll be a lot of things that we need to put together. You know, a room wasn't built in a day, as they say. But everything takes time to put together, and as such, as the case might be. But we would like to really, truly begin this next Wednesday. But we need to do a day of prayer and fasting first. So if we think that we can start next week, or we want to leave it until the first Wednesday of next month, where we can put in a day of prayer and fasting, please let me know. You can text me and let me know, because of time, as the case might be, if we can start, when we can start the Wednesday. And we still need to come together to put some of the things that we want to interject in the service on Wednesdays. So it will be varied. It will vary with many things that you brethren have suggested for teaching and for preparing us. For evangelism and everything like that. So we will work on that in a way that we can get us moving and going because of the urgency of the time, as the case might be. Yes. So if there's no one more, would someone like to volunteer to pray for all what we discussed and everything like that, that God will make this thing happen and become a reality for the comfort and the strength of his people that we need by the grace of God. So if there's anyone who would like to pray, please press 1. Sister Carla will open your line to pray the closing prayer.
Okay. Sister Jolene?
Hello?
Yes. Are you able to pray?
Yes. Are you able to pray? Yes, I could pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for coming together to worship you in spirit and truth, that on a daily basis with our lifestyles and our conduct. But Lord, as this plan was set before you, we ask that you be in the center of this plan and that you will guide and lead and protect, and all of us in various locations, that we will share in our local locations as well, as we seek to do your will and to study together and come in as one, as the early church did. I thank you, Lord, for this initiative and our various churches and our small group church in Chateauguay, Lord, that we're putting together a Sabbath church as well as prayer, that we could have them involved as well, Lord. So we leave everything in your hands, and we thank you in advance. Help us have a good, fruitful rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And please, please either text me or let me know concerning the when we want to begin. I think we should, seeing that we now trying to put it together, then let's give it until the end of the month, and we can meet again once more time, and we can have a day of prayer and fasting before the actual Wednesday night meeting. So we can have the first Wednesday of next month, as the case might be, to start. But before that, I think we have about two more Wednesdays before the month finishes, Sister Carla.
I'm not looking at a calendar.
Yeah. I think it's about
calendar. So no, one more. Today's the 18th.
One more.
So tomorrow, next Wednesday is the 25th. Then the first is on next Wednesday, the 1st of April.
Mm. All right. So So think about it, brethren, and maybe we can start the first Wednesday, and maybe we can have a day of prayer and fasting. Let me know what day we can do it, if it's this Friday night or next Friday. Please let me know, and we can really go down and ask God for his blessing, because it's not going to be easy. The enemy would not like to see this go through, but brethren, let's hold up each other's hand and let's continue to pray one for another and to encourage each other by the grace of God. I want to thank all of you for joining with us in the committee meeting, and God bless everyone. Keep safe, keep praying, keep looking up, and God's blessing upon each and everyone. Sister Leola, you can call me after with the person that I have to pray with. And we will take it from there. Thank you, everybody. God bless, and have a good night. Thank you, Sister Carla, for hosting.
Okay, amen. Good night, everyone. Thank you.